Well, hey, everybody, this is Lionel Richie. Not that Lionel Richie that you're thinking of. I'm a caricature artist, the number one caricature artist in Old Orchard Beach. And I'm here to bring you and welcome you into Friendly Town Radio for this week. This week is a town council meeting where everybody's talking about roadside attractions. They're talking about the new roadside attractions we're going to get here in Friendly Town. And I'm going to tell you about my own roadside attraction. It's called Dracula's Gravesite, and it's right there off the highway. And it's actually an old Pep Boys where Dracula used to live until a bunch of skateboarders beat him to death one day. But now I turned it into a tourist attraction. You can come on down and I'll be there. I'll be sitting in my chair sniffing my markers, and I'll draw you a caricature of either you as Dracula or you riding a skateboard, whichever side you fall on that issue. So come on down to Dracula's gravesite. Also, I'm gonna be doing a residency at the Friendly Town Museum of Monster Trucks, Nuclear Warfare, and Transcendental Meditation. If you want to come down there, I got a buddy. He's give me a hookup down there. So I hope you enjoy this episode of Friendly Town Radio. We're gonna be talking roadside attractions, and don't forget, come check me out at that place where a bunch of those skateboarders killed a vampire.
Tyler, and while Mayor Ricky is getting our visuals set up, I will tell you about tonight's show, tonight's meeting. Those of you who haven't been here before, Friendly Town is a comedy show slash conceptual theater that's also comedy. We are basically world building. We are creating with every passing show new features and new realities about Friendly Town, our lovable community. And this week, your bartender Todd slash mayor has decided that Friendly Town needs a roadside attraction. We all know, those of us who've driven along what was once Route 66, what was, you know, those big kind of southeastern and southern highways, the back roads. You see those crazy roadside attractions, like the world's largest ball of twine, the world's biggest building that's also shaped like a dinosaur, that has dinosaur-related products for sale inside the dinosaur. Things like that. You know, where Pee-wee's Adventure ended. That place in California with the giant dinosaur buildings. Anyway, Friendly Town has decided that in order to draw tourists as well as possible new residents, we are going to come up with our own roadside attraction. So now, with no further ado, I would like to bring your first presenter to the stage with her idea of what she thinks will be the finest roadside attraction available to Friendly Town. Put your hands together for your next mayor, Bridget Martin.
Hi.
Hi.
So you'd like to do it in a Q&A format?
Sure.
Okay. We don't have a second mic hooked up, do we?
I can project!
That's so we don't need a second mic. Good. All right. So what would you say you could offer the residents of Friendly Town?
Well, I don't know if you know this about me, but I was a performer back home.
What did you perform?
Oh, I love to sing.
So as a vocalist and a singer, how would your singing attract visitors and tourists to Friendly Town?
Well, you know, as every siren, you know, I'd like to attract men, bring them to their death. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Wait, what'd you say?
As a siren?
Yeah.
They attract men and bring them to their death.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I thought you said something that was...
not going to be a very good roadside attraction.
I thought that you were... I seriously thought you said something different. Anyway...
What did you think I said?
All right, so we don't... Well, I don't want to break this to you.
Be able to do it, too, if you just tell me.
I really don't want this to hurt your feelings, but we don't want to kill visitors.
Right, I said I won't. I won't.
Oh, you won't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, as long as you don't kill our visitors... what type of merchandising opportunities might this present?
Oh, well, dinglehoppers.
Dinglehoppers. Can you tell us what dinglehoppers are?
Well, a bird once told me it was for brushing your hair. Then I found out birds are fucking stupid. It's for eating salad.
Do you need water? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
We're really far from the nearest body of water here.
That's going to be a problem.
Hospitable Harbor is actually more than 2 miles that way. We could probably, and the Affable Ocean is even further the other direction. This is a peninsula, so is that why you think other merpeople might be driven to visit?
I'm not looking to attract merpeople. They already know my story.
Okay. Okay.
He used to call me on my shell phone. Do you get it?
Yeah, is that a song by Drake?
No, it's by me.
Okay. Drake stole it from you?
He did.
Oh my god, wow, I think maybe we should play that angle a little bit if we're going to have you as a roadside attraction.
That's good.
Yeah, you come to Friendly Town, see the mermaid who Drake stole his hit song from.
Yes.
Why didn't you lead with that?
Well, I was getting there.
Oh, okay. Don't let me interrupt you. What other attractions might you offer to visitors to Friendly Town as a roadside attraction?
And when I see that lighthouse blink, that can only mean one thing.
Okay, that's the same
shipwreck
song.
Shipwreck!
I'm sorry, that's the same song.
I don't give a shit. Wait, that was foul.
No, but...
but I'm not a bird.
Was that intentional? Okay, good. All right, so if you're not looking to attract fish, what is the demographic you're looking to attract?
Well, young ladies who want to be princesses. Prince Charming would be great. Eric and I didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And that's it?
I mean, I think that works for me.
Okay, young ladies who want to be princesses. Mm-hmm. The problem is, most young ladies who want to be princesses can't drive.
Well, then that brings even more people, because their parents are going to have to drive them, right?
I don't suppose I can argue with that.
Yeah. So really, I'm just bringing multitudes of people.
Yeah, no, I mean, so you have little girls who want to be princesses.
Yes.
Their parents who have to drive them.
Yes.
And as far as I can tell, dudes who get attracted by siren songs that get pulled into their death, but you won't kill them.
Yes, and also... my father, so he can turn me back into a human, because I forgot how to do that.
Well, why wouldn't that be the main attraction? If people could pay $5 and watch a mermaid get turned into a human, I think that would probably pull in some pretty awesome volume.
I feel like you're saying my singing's not that great. I'm sorry, the acoustics are much better under the sea.
You might say they're better down where it's wetter.
Are you talking about...
I'm talking about the sea. I'm talking about either Hospitable Harbor or the Affable Ocean on the sides of Friendly Town. Don't go to the QEDopolis, though. The burnt ruins of the QEDopolis. There is a body of water in there, but it's dried up, so you don't want to go in there. If you guys want to buy a copy of the Friendly Town zine, they are available back at the bar for $2, and it has the map that explains what the fuck I'm talking about right now with the affable ocean and hospitable harbor. But anyway, so if you, okay, here's your opportunity to give me your final sales pitch, just to drive it home. Okay. What is your final pitch for this roadside attraction?
I feel like people in this great nation of yours are attracted to stupidity. And who is more stupid than a woman who brushes her hair with a fork?
Ariel, everybody. Thank you so much for clawing your way up. And you, did you hop on your fin the entire way over here?
I did.
Damn, wow. I think we should probably give you like a stand just as a consolation prize. So we'll definitely keep that under advisement. Thank you for visiting us, and best of luck with your singing career. Thank you. All right, so we'll give her a chance to get off the stage very slowly. Hopefully, there won't be a disaster. All right. All right, so I think we've just seen a pretty impressive display of not only dedication to craft by Bridget. For those of you listening at home, she was in a full mermaid regalia with a giant fin. And the shells are in the wash, I take it. The shells are in the wash. But anyway, I think the next presenter has some mighty big shoes to fill. He is your bartending mayor for the evening. Everyone, make some noise for the very funny Todd Lewis. Computers are bullshit. All right, so I've prepared some words to go along with my presentation. I assembled a team of the most creative minds in Friendlytown and asked them to come up with an idea for a roadside attraction. Now, we had questions. What would get asses in seats? Specifically, what would get asses in the seats of their cars and have them drive to Friendlytown and put their asses in Friendlytown and give us their money? And we thought about the family vacation and how important nostalgia is to weird dads, the captains of family vacations. So what do weird dads like that's completely unrelatable to everyone else? My team came up with 80s metal bands, specifically GWAR. A theme park dedicated to GWAR. That was a stupid idea. So I fired my creative team and hired a new one. Then we said, what makes weird dads nostalgic for something that's unrelatable to everything else? And we said, old farms. Let's build the world's largest silo. So I have an artist rendering right here of the world's largest silo. But then we thought, it's kind of hard to tell what that is. Just to be able to tell that it's old farm equipment, let's put two big haystacks in front of it. And the world's biggest silo. But we noticed a lot of people couldn't tell what it was supposed to be. And silos aren't popular anymore. They don't even make them like this anymore. So we thought, well, that's fucking stupid. So I fired my creative team again. I hired a third creative team. And started asking what weirdo dads would like that's completely unrelatable to everything else. And we hit on model trains. When researching model trains, we found that scale tells you everything you need to know about a person. So basically, scale is like 1 to 160 means like for every 1 inch on the model, there's 160 inches, or every 1 inch on the real thing, there's 106, or fuck. Public schools. For every inch on the model represents 160 inches in the real world. And this is for people
that like versions of already bite-sized candy. 1/87th is sort of like the standard model size, and it's for babies and pansies. 1/64th is for regular Joes. It's what Hot Wheels are scaled to. 1/48th is for real men and dedicated hobbyists. 1/32nd is for awesome babies. And 1 to 1.5 is for rich assholes. So, taking this into consideration, we decided on the scale for the world's largest ever model train set. Our scale for the largest model train set of all time will be 8 to 1, meaning for every 8 inches on the model will represent 1 inch of Friendly Town. So, for a visual aid, here's a regular train, and here's what our model will look like. You notice it's too big for the thing. So for another visual aid, this isn't perfect, but if the fire truck were real, the garbage truck is what the size of our model would be. Today I found out they don't make micro machines anymore. And I had to buy this like tiny Taka truck toy that came with a cute little like garage and you couldn't tell which one it was. So I had to guess, and I guessed dump truck, but I got fire truck. Foiled again by Tonka. So, and we would do the whole town. We wouldn't just do a railroad. Actually, there's no railroad right now, so we've got to build a railroad and then a model train for that railroad and then the rest of the town. So the models of residents would be 35 to 58 feet tall. This is an artist rendering and not a photograph. People running for their lives out of fear of the resident coming up over the ridge. This isn't shots of actual gameplay footage, but like if this was our town, this would be the model of the town. So it's a big hit for tourists. Not only is it a big hit for tourists, but it's a decoy for military attacks. It will make future archaeologists very confused. They will wonder, did giants walk among them? Why was there a huge town exactly like the town right next to it? The giant diner can be fully functional, and you'll be able to order anything that's scaled to order. So if you get a double cheeseburger, it will be to scale and made out of 16 separate other cheeseburgers. There's a few downsides to this, unfortunately. We will have to tear down the orphanage and the children's hospital and the animal hospital and the animal orphanage and our 728-acre Penguagon Reserve. It's time to give up, people. It's been 37 years and no one has still found or caught a stranded Penguagon. Some weirdos might think that the models that are larger than real life things might be confusing, but these people are wrong and ignorant. Plus, they look like stupid wieners, and they're probably lying thieves. So you don't want to be thrown into a classification with them, do you? No. So vote in favor, or just tell someone it's a rad idea, or give us money to make money for our largest model train set of all times. Thank you.
All right, Mayor Todd Lewis with just suggesting that we build a train.
That was 8 times bigger than a normal train.
Oh, okay. So, with the idea for the world's biggest train, that's also a model train. So many neurons are firing off in my brain right now. That was kind of amazing. But if one very funny long-haired gentleman has a great idea, another very funny long-haired gentleman probably has just as great of an idea. So I would like to call Mayor John Hurst to the floor. John Hurst. Hey there, everyone. You guys know me.
I'm Bill from Friendly Town Hardware. You know, next to where all the weird vampire kids hang out. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I just got back from Branson, Missouri. And I feel invigorated. I feel great. I listened to country music. I had lunch at a dinner theater. I went to the Titanic Museum, compared to my experiences at the Pigeon Forge Titanic Museum. Then compared that to the movie, and then just completely ignored history because fuck history. Basically, long story short, the movie won. But that's beside the point. I'm here with a brand new thing. Let me tell you something. As I was listening to the Haywoods performing good on that entertainer stage up at Branson, Missouri, I realized something. Friendly Town is missing that spark, that vibe, that rush of entertainment that you only get. I have no idea. That is not the rush of vibe or entertainment that I'm looking for. That's what we have currently. That is not what I'm... Look, we need to be more like Branson or Pigeon Forge or Myrtle Beach. One of those towns. Friendly Town can make it on that map. Not just the map, with the other friendly towns that we are far superior to. Now I know. So, you know what? I bought some land on the woods. I got some things together. And I need to get a face for all of this stuff here. Like, I need to get a face to tie to Friendly Town. To make it not as unsightly to the people who pass by. Many people are shy here. They don't want to show their face to the outsiders. None of my employees at Friendly Town Hardware, they don't want to look me directly in the eye anymore. So I had to give to one person I know, a true hero to myself in particular, that will be willing to do this for the town, since he knows I will fire him if he says no. This is James McLean from Friendly Town Hardware. He is my accountant, and he will be the new face of accounting at Friendly Town. You think it's a stock photo, man? He's a smart guy. And no, that's totally smart photo. I don't have any technology to do any of that stuff with. But James, or Jimmy, as I call him, he's an accounting genius that's been with us for 8 years, and I think he's more than willing to accept the inevitable fate as the face of the premier capital of accounting that Friendly Town will become. When I approached him with the idea, I could see him roll his eyes in the back of his head, but I could still see that spark in the back of his rolled eyes. I could feel in his cold, dead, calculating heart. He helped with many bankruptcies and stuff like that, as we have all known through the years. But, he's just trying to help you. The building which I'm having my teenage employees build right now, we're going to call it the Hall of James. We'll work on that. Just to give you an idea, you guys may not know him as well as I do, so I'm going to read off a list of things that his accomplishments. He went to Friendly Town Community College for accounting in 2001, which, as we all know, did not participate in sports. He graduated at the top of his class, where he proceeded for 2 more years to barely get my degree in criminal justice before I dropped that to take over the family business. I coerced him from that joint from there, and he stayed to help me through thick and thin. Rumor has it, they can complete a 28 theta Mark 6 form in under 12 parsecs. We'll put him on display. We'll put him on display, and we'll watch the children sign those forms. It's going to be amazing. He's done a couple other things, a couple other major amazing things. Wrote a few novels. He's become number one in accounting, Southeast Division, blah blah blah. Revered among the greats. Had to fight Deep Blue, and considered among great with Bobby Fischer. And that's actually Garry Kasparov's Wikipedia article I'm actually reading. Anyway, I'm sure he's that great. I'm sure he's good. He claims he doesn't want to do any of this stuff. Just don't surprise him. Just smile and just know that you're in for it. You're gonna make it happen, James. And we're gonna have it all. We're gonna have accounting rides. We're gonna have airbrush calculator T-shirts, go karts you have to take out loans for, fried food in the shape of syndicated comic strips, as if on a cubicle wall like his, James's wall. You're gonna have everything that you have in this one single location, and we'll expand to make Friendly Town the greatest accounting empire that accounting empires have ever known. And of course, we'll have James do all the work because, he's a good accountant. I'm not going to let him slide away on that. So anyway, consider that as my option to you, Friendly Towners. Thank you.
John Hurst.
James the Accountant as our, we already have a mascot, but we don't have a museum built to our mascot. So I think that's also something that the Friendly Town City Council might consider.
The Hall of James!
What?
The Hall of James.
Hall of James. Boom. There we go. All right. So it's not, it's you know, not every town in our district. You know, you've got Chum Village, you have Bonhomieburg, and others on the map, which is available in the Friendly Town Zine, only $2 back at the bar. If you guys want to understand what other villages and towns surround Friendly Town, but not every city has its own cartographer. Yes, we have a Friendly Town cartographer, and he couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately, but we can throw his image up there on the screen. So, and he did send us a recording from the place where he's from and the time where he's from with his suggestion for what we should do for the Friendly Town roadside attraction. So, with no further ado...
How are we going to do sound for this?
Because it's coming out of the laptop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just out of the laptop.
Yeah, and the HDMI?
No. No, that's just hooked to the projector.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
That's what I was trying to tell you when you were
looking
it up back here.
All right, so what... So, here's a picture of him. See, this is technology that Arnold doesn't understand from his time. But, you know, we're trying to force him into the 21st century. He's being very reluctant. But once we're ready to go, we ready?
Whenever you guys are.
All right.
This is why I use paper.
I think Arnold would be right there with you.
My dearest Friendly Town residents, I, your intrepid cartographer, reporting in from the field as I traverse this great town of ours and map the boundaries and the wondrous sights contained within its borders. I send you this missive to submit my idea for a roadside attraction for our sparkling city. I've been out on the road for a long time and have seen many roadside attractions, so I know what we must do to beat all of them. I have been to Bonhomieburg, home to the legendary swamp creature, Bony. Bony is a stinky, stinky creature that lives in a swamp to the south of town. Its horrible face is covered in leaves and grass and pieces of swamp shit. Yet they still sell many t-shirts and ceramic mugs with its face on it. If they can make all that money and attention off a stinky piece of swamp crap, then we could surely do better. We also have to do better than Convivialville's Museum of Second Place Finishes, which contains the world's second largest ball of twine, which is about maybe a foot and a half in diameter. It also contains the world's second largest bowl of peanuts. The bowl is the large thing, not the peanuts. I was very disappointed. And it also contains the bones of the world's second oldest man, which I have stolen and put in the trunk of my car for to return them to my family's burial plot in Friendly Town. And I will encase them in concrete this time so those grave-robbing bastards can't get at them again. As you may know, Friendly Town has not had a museum ever since the Institute for Belly Button Lint and Small Scraps of Fabric burned down in that tragic dryer fire 3 years ago. And ever since, the empty lot has stood as a memorial to our shame. I propose that we replace the Institute with something far better in a brand new spot. I propose that we take the empty lot on the east end of town from that time when we burned down the hummus factory to go and build a new hummus factory about half a mile away using the insurance money, and we turn it into the new jewel of Friendly Town culture and society. I would like to pitch you this advertisement for the Radiograph to advertise for the new museum. Please enjoy, and let me know what you think of my idea. Though I am out in the boondocks of our fair city, I still can be reached via Snapchat and Kik. K-I-K, Kik. my username is happysnap421.
Your drink next to Truckosaurus.
Learn the meditation style promoted by Jerry Seinfeld and director David Lynch. Bring the whole family.
Kids are half off Tuesday through Friday, and family packages are available Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, fuck my butt. That's a good deal.
Plus, you get a 10% coupon for the in-house Fuddruckers with every ticket purchase.
So come check out the Friendly Town Museum of Monster Trucks, Nuclear Warfare, and Transcendental Meditation.
Yeah. Located in the old burned-out hummus factory parking lot, right down the road from the new hummus factory, right off of Route 12.
Come on by before the fun runs out.
All right, so if my memory serves me, Dr. Grunswald, Gravsund, rather, Dr. Gravsund is proposing the Friendly Town Monster Truck
Nuclear Warfare
and Transcendental Meditation Museum. I think that's got something for everybody. I think we'll move that up toward the top of the list for what our roadside attraction is going to be. All right, so your next presenter, we actually have a couple of presenters who haven't, with a couple of quick presentations that have not been that have not presented at Friendly Town thus far. Am I correct? Okay. First, someone who we saw sing a wonderful song, which I'll probably include on the audio of this when it gets released because it was great. Give it up for Juniper.
Politics. I feel really good to be here. We had mermaids too. I mean, like, I was thinking about shit that I wish I'd seen on the road, and things I have seen that I think need to be here. And you know, I feel like saving beautiful attractions in the world can be really, really important. We'll get there. So I'm thinking, like, you know, where a fireworks store shaped like a giant can of skull, like. That's got to bring in somebody. It could also be a can of PBR or ice cold Miller Lite. Just like, because you're combining two like big ideas there. Like people who resonate with fireworks love Skull and/or ice cold Miller Lite. Just keeping that can cold though, that's the trick. I don't know how we could. The world's biggest koozie too. Like, so that's a possibility. Fireworks and maybe like Skull or something. Alternatively, or maybe also a possum petting zoo. Yeah, possums are majestic creatures, but they're not really friendly. So I feel like after a couple of generations of like breeding for tameness, we might be able to get like the perfect possum that will not like mangle your child. Possums are beautiful. They have like 13 nipples. I mean, like that's true fact. They also the only marsupial in America. Everyone knows that. They also don't carry rabies. So that part's not a big deal. It's just the like that's. possums are scary, but they're cute. So I don't want to take up too much time because I know it's very important stuff. So I'm thinking, you know, we should just go to Chum Place in Boho, those other towns around here. And, like, I don't know, rent some Apache helicopters from there or something. I don't know what the fuck you mean, but we should go, like, take the Angel Oak from Charleston and bring it here. A crazy meth head model lady burned down the senator, like, tree. It was, like, a 3,500-year-old tree in Florida. A crazy, she was like, I had to look, get see my meth. And she, like, burns down a tree that was, like, 1,500 years old when Jesus was, like, up there, man, you know? So, like... It was like, see, it was a sapling when there were pharaohs, and this crazy bitch burned it down. So I think just like, and like, it's North Carolina. We have to save this tree, y'all. I feel like we're not gonna burn it down with meth. They might though. You never know. But like, my biggest problem is like not watering it. But it's a big fucking tree. I don't know. The logistics of this are like difficult. But so yeah, fireworks store shaped like a giant can of skull, possum petting zoo. Angela might want to hire a lawyer for any of these, but that's in my bed.
Juniper! Mayor Juniper! I'll add that to our list of advisable things to do. Uproot the Angel Oak from Charleston and bring it here. That's never been done before, but that doesn't mean that itself can't be a roadside attraction. Anyway, next up, we have a presentation from a new mayor to Friendly Town. Very energetic young man. I think he's going to do some great things for the city council. Give it up for Jake Hendrick.
What's up, Friendly Town motherfuckers? My name is Mayor Jake Goddamn Kendrick. No relation to Jake Kendrick. Now, we're talking about roadside attractions, and we've heard some great ones today. But I've got one that is not only an attraction in itself, but reaps his own roadside attractions along with him, okay? Think like roadside in one. It's like an army knife, but it's a roadside track, like there's a bunch of them. So, check this out. I have the perfect roadside attraction for you, okay? It's a homeless man, okay? It's not any homeless man, because there's homeless man everywhere, right? Okay? But this homeless man, and it's a homeless man, here it comes, that doesn't want your fucking money. Boom! Holy shit! Gosh, we have broken the barrier. This is a strong, independent, homeless man that doesn't want your fucking money or your handouts, goddammit. And he lives in a fucking hut made of George Foreman grills, and it's all piled up to the top. And on top of those George Foreman grills is bacon covering all over it. So goodbye, you get a free sample, and it's Benton's, because he's got connections, motherfucker. And also, there's games too, guys. Do you want to play some games? Well, Bartholomew Samsonite, that's his name. Bart Simpson, huh? But hey, Bartholomew Samsonite, that's for you, Tyler. Bartholomew Samsonite has some wonderful games for you. For example, we have a game that most of you know as Russian Roulette. Okay, but hold on, wait. It's Friendly Town, so nobody dies, all right? You don't get killed, okay? You give, like, you know, two pieces of belly button went, and you get to play. And the thing is, when you get shot, it's not a bullet. It's just skunk juice, all right? And that's fine. You can wash that out. But if you win, he is a homeless man that'll go an extra mile for you. With that being said, maybe even an extra yard. If you win, you get a free pack of bubblegum tape. All right? So, bam. You went the extra mile. You get some tape gum. It's fucking awesome. Speaking of skunk juice, we have a wonderful petting zoo that he brought along with him. Can't already guess, they're skunks. They're not normal skunks, okay? They're skunks with steroids, all right? Kind of looks like Lou Ferrigno fucked the fur coat, all right? It's just a bunch of fucking crazy-ass skunks. You can ride them. We give you saddles at the gate. There's not really a gate, okay? It's really just Bartholomew putting his hands out like this, because sometimes he thinks he's an inanimate object due to all the free coat that we give him. Okay. And that comes from my personal stash, Tyler. We don't have to worry about the city council. It's all my shit. You know what I mean? He's a sponsored homeless man. All right. Sponsored homeless man. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, wait a minute. Okay. If he's a roadside attraction, then shouldn't he have a cup that we could pretend to put money in? Yeah, we're going to put it out there. But every time you try to put it in, he kicks it away and says, fuck you. I don't want your goddamn money. And like, you just leave or what? Think of him as, like, the Dick's Last Resort of homeless people. You know what I mean? Like, he's not the alternate version of that. So, Fairly Town, I would like you to consider Bartholomew Samsonite as your next roadside attraction, because if he doesn't do that, then he's going back to the crack. So, please, let's give him back. Thank you very much. I'm Mayor Jay Goddamn Kendrick. Jay Goddamn Kendrick. One more time for Mayor Jay Goddamn Kendrick. Skunks on steroids. That's I like how that sounds. All right, so this has been a very great meeting so far, and I'm really liking some of the ideas we've heard thus far. We have two presentations left, one more and then my own. The next presentation comes from one of the founding members of Friendly Town and a good friend of mine, and yours too soon, ideally, because she is hilarious. Give it up for Ricky Higgins.
Friendly Town roadside attraction proposal. I've done a number of these, as you can see. I'm experienced. I work in the tourism management office here at Friendly Town in addition to my mayoral duties. So, here's what I've prepared for you today. What kind of roadside attraction does Friendly Town deserve? We want one that draws from its rich history, obviously, a long, glorious history. It's got to increase tourism. We want people visiting Friendly Town. We want people spending money. It's got to be friendly, but it can't be too friendly because we don't want shitty people sticking around here. We don't want it to contribute to the trash problem that is plaguing the outskirts of the city and drawing millions of pigeons here every day. And we want it to help people forget that we have a trash problem that's plaguing the outskirts of the city and drawing millions of pigeons here every day. So I thought about it, and I thought about some things that say Friendly Town to me. I thought about our Friendly Town miming company that's in the old abandoned mining company. And it's near the outskirts of the city, so they're familiar with the trash. And you can pen your own mimes and mime stones there. And I thought, you know, that's the place that inspired Friendly Town's cult hit movie. You know, there's been a lot of cult hit movies. So bad it's good movies like The Room and Birdemic. And, you know, Friendly Town has one of those. We have Yours, Mime, and Ours. We got Dennis Quaid for that one. That was pretty good. And it's a story about the old miming company, rather. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know, Friendly Town has a rich history of mimes, so why don't we draw from that for our roadside attraction? I conducted a survey, because tourism management is really into asking people what they want. All the adults surveyed love and enjoy mimes, mime theater, and the art of mime. The fucking millennials, let me tell you, they're killing the mime industry. That's guaranteed, that's a fact, and I can prove it. And no children answered any of my questions, so we're considering banning them in Friendly Town altogether. Possibly no children. We'll see about that. So, based on this information, you know, I got together a brain trust, if you will. Should we have a mime road, a road mime, name every road after famous mimes, you know, other ideas? And here's what I came up with. We're going to line all the roads with mimes. Every single road is just going to be lined with mimes. As you can see in this diagram, the mimes are distracting people both from the unpleasant scenery and the unpleasant trash problem that's plaguing the outskirts of our city. You can't see it because the mimes are waving their hands really fast. And when they build a wall, you can't see the trash behind it. It's very believable. So we're going to line every single road on the outskirts of Friendly Town with mimes. That's my idea. Here's the pros. It makes every single road an attraction. Mimes can act out directions to lost travelers and direct them towards Friendly Town instead of whatever place they ask to be directed to. So maybe we should ban Google Maps within 50 feet of the city and make people use the mimes. Mimes hate trash, as I said before, and they're going to mind filling up trash bags and take care of the trash problem that's plaguing the outskirts of our city. And also, it's illegal for children to be mimes, so that, you know, no children will be involved in this roadside attraction project. So, of course, I had to have an implementation plan. So what I'm going to do first is haul the mimes out of the abandoned mine shaft that they've been feeding on sunstones that power Dinotopia from, which is actually just down the road. I'm going to post them along the roads at intervals, all of the beacons and Lord of the Rings. I haven't looked into the flammability of my makeup, but we might light some of them on fire just because it'll be more authentic that way. And I think they can take care of themselves. I think they have been feeding on the sunstones that power Dinotopia, so they can probably just take some with them, or they can act like they're eating food, and that will take care of that. And every road will be a roadside attraction, so that's what I've got for you folks. Thank you so much.
With her urban planning specialty du jour, roadside attractions, mimes. I think that, you know, we've been thinking a little bit too in the box, and I think that she's thinking outside the box, so to speak. Thinking on the road and outside the metaphysical box, which mimes often find themselves caught in. So I think that we have a good idea there. So I'd like to conclude the meeting with a presentation of my own. My name is Tyler Sonicson. And thank you all for being here. Please tell your friends about Friendly Town for next week. Anyway, with no further ado.
I thought I had yours right here, but I didn't.
It's all good.
Is it?
It is. By the way, Uwe Boll, brilliant. The director.
He directed it.
Yeah, he directed Yours, Mime, and Ours, starring Dennis Quaid. I'd like to see him do a Dennis Quaid movie. Yeah, it's got lots of kids, lots of mimes in it. Sorry. Mimes. It's got lots of mimes. It's got plenty of mimes to go around. Yeah, children can't be mimes, though.
That's illegal.
All right. So while we're getting this loaded up, I would just like to explain a little bit of my thinking. So we've been focusing on fun, you know, enjoyable things that will bring people to Friendly Town. However, I would like to veer from the path a little bit and suggest that we remember what wins the Oscars, what gets the drama flowing. It's not happiness, it's tragedy. But not tragedy in the traditional sense. I mean the sense of ennui that just takes over our lives and steers us towards an early grave mentally. And by that, I'm referring to my idea, the Friendly Town Existentialism Museum.
Yes.
This is actually what it looks like. The building is shaped, we're actually hiring I.M. Pei to design a perfectly symmetrical, but tilted on its side, giant question mark with a statue of a thinker sitting along the side of it. This is actually alongside the road coming in from Chum Village. So the people who are thinking, hey, we'll see what this Friendly Town place is all about, this is what they'll be greeted with. So, apparently, our subscription has expired.
It's fine.
I know, it just went off. Next up. Doesn't that look pretty good? I think we can all agree that looks pretty good.
If it was 8 times bigger than that.
Well, who's to say that trains can't remind us about the impending doom of reality? I mean, I think that's pretty... All right, so anyway, the Friendly Town Existentialism Museum. The best part about it, this is what it looks like inside. It's really just an abandoned old structure that was a byproduct of the post-industrial era. This is what it looks like upon opening, and this is what we project it to look like in about 5 years. See, you know, the best part about this is our secret. And our secret is no staff. No payroll, and therefore no cost to the taxpayers, because we're really just using an already extant, burnt-out building. No maintenance, so as to reflect the inescapable rotting of society and the emptiness of reality which you feel in our hearts. I think it's pretty simple. What about later, you might ask? You know, when the building starts falling apart? And for that matter, how will we make any money off of it? To that I say, perks. Yes, there will be perks, and perks there will be, let me tell you. What kind of perks, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, anyone who visits gets to contribute to the destruction of the building. They will be handed a giant sledgehammer and a hard hat and be told to go to town. That will basically be the main revenue flow for the building, and it will also help the tourists get involved and think, you know what? I can take out my aggression here on a daily basis here at the Existentialism Museum. But after a long day of smashing the building to pieces, just like their shattered psyches, you get to have dinner with Andre. Your own, very own dinner with Andre. And depending on the night of the week, you might have, say, you might luck out and be able to, say, have dinner with Andre 3000 of Outkast. You might be able to have dinner with tennis star Andre Agassi. You might also be able to have dinner with Andre Brusher, the star, one of the stars of Brooklyn 5-0, or whatever the show is with Andy Samberg about cops. Brooklyn 9-9, one of the star of Brooklyn 9-9, Andre Broger, right there. You see, he's pouring a little bit of wine into his wine snifter right there. Or, on one of the nights when they're not available, you can have dinner with this guy who looks kind of like Andre the Giant. Now, so, in conclusion, yes. That concludes my presentation. Trust me, the guy who looks like Andre the Giant is actually very funny. We've heard a lot of great ideas. Give it up for all the people who presented tonight as part of the Friendly Town City Council meeting. And thank you all very much. If you hadn't liked us on Facebook yet, do so. It's just Friendly Town Knoxville, all one word, facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. If you tweet about the show, hashtag Friendly Town, and we'll have either audio, visuals, and what have you from tonight's show up on the Facebook page very soon. Please enjoy enjoy your evening. Grab another drink at the bar. Bar is open till whatever time bar is closed tonight. So have a good night. Get home safe. We love you all. Thank you.
Draws a song out of me. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good marker right there. Oh, I feel a song building up in my lungs. Oh, well, folks, yeah, that was another episode of Friendly Town Radio. Thanks for coming out to listen to it. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said at the top of the show, if you want to come and check me out at Dracula's gravesite. I'm gonna be there. I can come and I'll draw you. I'll draw your soul. If you come on down, I'll draw your soul. This has been Lionel Richie hosting this. Not that Lionel Richie, though. I've been hosting this episode of Friendly Town Radio. Come again and listen again. Have a nice day.
I am told a brand new song premiering right here at the Friendly Town pre-show open mic. Give it up for Juniper.
Song a long time ago. I was really anxious about playing it, and I feel like you need to face your fears. So some background, because I don't play it because, like, I feel like I want to be as politically correct as possible. 9 times out of 10. It's just being nice. It's just being conscientious of other people's feelings. But sometimes stuff just happens, and it just happens to be funny, and it's also just not nice. That I'm like, when I was a kid, I was hanging with my friends Tyler and Caleb, friends I've known for years. We were sitting there, we're from Rome County, a little shitty town. And like, we have like Rome County humor, and Tyler looks at Caleb and is like, Caleb, you're gay, your mom goes to college, like fucking basic bro, shitty humor. And I happened to have my guitar with me, and I don't know, I was pretty intoxicated for an 18-year-old, and I wrote this song about my friend Caleb. And who is another gay? Where does his mom go to college? This is it. Caleb's mom goes to college.
and he's like Lincoln in the cottage. He cuddled up to his boyfriend, and we is buried deep in you. It's true, but there's no need to be blue, you see. Cause Kayla's mom's got an associate's degree, and now she's going to UT while he's scared of HIV. For all his mama's learning inside is still burning some yearning love for Christ, that's right, and she'd be so ashamed of you. For all the weeders you blew, she's busy in college, working on a thesis, while you're on your nieces, jerking off a guy who kinda looks like Jesus. You do whatever pleases you. Who knows, you might like pussy too, and your views, you dyed them green, because your lifestyle's too extreme. But you picked it up in college, just like your mom's will soon be dyking, while she's going a hiking with your aunt, who's not really your aunt, but you still kinda like them. She'll go buy a motorbike, shave her head and change her name to Mike. And I have to say it, I know you're not gay, but I'll say it anyway. And your mom's a teacher, so yeah, she still goes to college.
Oh, those hooks. Those hooks.